There has been a lot of talk in recent weeks about ways to help struggling dairy farmers. One proposal came from Victorian businessman John Dulson, who's seeking government intervention to add up to 40 cents per litre to the price of milk in supermarkets. Mr. Dulson says he's been released from an agreement with the government, so you're about to hear him discussing the proposal publicly for the first time. I asked why a businessman with no vested interest in the dairy industry has put so much time into this proposal.
Peter, I'm in the twilight of my career, and what I've done is that I've taken on several community projects recently. I've had a great education and a great training and experience, and I fundamentally want to put something back into the community. I'm doing it through pro bono. I've had four major tasks recently, and now I'm working on dairy farming. And until the end of November, I knew nothing about dairy farming, but I do have relatives as dairy farmers. I've been concerned at a superficial level of how badly they've been treated. So at the end of November, I started to look into it, and I've become absolutely appalled. And I thought it was time for someone to stand up. And given I've been intimately involved in retailing as chairman of Woolworths, in banking, and in the media itself, I thought someone like me should stand up and say something.
Yeah, and tell us you're appalled at what you've found. What have you found, and what is the solution to that?
Well, look, the main thing I've found is that the Australian milk is by far the cheapest milk in the world. To give you some examples, in Canada, it's $2.58 a litre. Hong Kong, $4.28. I mean, these are extraordinary differences. And this is fun. And in Australia, $1.29. And this is why dairy farmers are struggling. Now, the other very interesting thing is that if you compare milk, you compare milk with other things like wine or a beer, it is an incredible difference. And what's happened is that the milk has been devalued markedly in the marketplace, and people have got used to this low value being placed on milk. And until the issue of price is addressed, our dairy sector, which was once a very active good sector, is going to continue to decline. Now, if you look at in the current crisis, meat and vegetables are gyrating by 50 or 100%, yet milk stays around that dollar mark, that $1.10, that $1.20 mark, and it is just unconscionable and grossly unfair on dairy farmers. Now, some argue that the issue is the cost of production. Well, I don't agree with that. Our dairy farmers are some of the most efficient in the world. However, at the moment, they're suffering huge cost increases with water and fodder. So the consequence is that the average dairy farm, say with 273 cows, which is statistically correct, are losing money. And I believe if the consumer understood all this, and I've got great faith in the average Australian, if they're given the facts, I think they come to pretty fair-minded conclusions.
There's concern that 40 cents would be enough to make some consumers walk away. Money's tight for so many people at the moment. Do you think that that's fair? Do you think it would turn them away?
I think not. I think the issue is that the public don't have the facts. And there's a lot of stuff about the dairy industry around which is awfully esoteric and not very practical. Really, there's some very simple issues that are at work here. And I think if the average person understands them, I mean, why is it that one day they're prepared to pay X for a piece of steak and a few weeks later it can be 50% more? But you see, milk has been so grooved and turned into a commodity, and the consumer has been captivated by this $1 price without any concern about the consequences of it. So I think if the facts are given, the consumer will accept it. And it won't matter if the demand drops a little bit initially. It will come back because milk is a critical essential in our lives.
So that's, we've talked about the consumer angle, perhaps the consumer reaction there. What about the government's reaction? You've been talking about your proposal with the government. What do they make of it? Is there an appetite for change there?
The government are very concerned about the dairy sector, both the profitability of it and the structure of it, and they want an answer. Now, I think the reality at the moment is that if dairy farmers agree with what I'm putting up, and there's still not much of a consumer backlash, I think the government will go forward with it, because it is no doubt in my mind that the government, and what I mean by the government, I mean the agriculture minister and the deputy prime minister, they understand how tough it is for dairy farmers, but they want a solution.
So if you think they'll go ahead with it, why have we seen David Littleproud calling on the supermarkets to extend the is it 10 or 20 cents that he's calling for?
Well, no, he's not quite saying that, I don't think. I think what he's saying is he would like the supermarkets to voluntarily cooperate, and everyone would like that. Now, whether the supermarkets do cooperate, I just don't know. It might well be that we have to have legislation so that what the supermarkets are concerned about is an even playing field between each of them. What they hate is having a product where they're, in the case of milk, a few more cents more expensive. So their first call is for a even playing field, because milk is in a high proportion of the shopper's basket. So milk is very important to the supermarket's traffic.